under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour. Actually, quick moving show today, this Monday, February 12th, 2024 edition. Can't believe how fast it's going. I got a bunch of text messages I got to get to here. And we're going to start off first about Miss Vicky being asked by our township clerk if she would be a poll worker. Actually work the 9 days of early voting that begins this Saturday. Yes, it starts this Saturday. They got to make it available this Saturday, February 17th. 9 days of early voting. Well, Vicky didn't want to do it, and she's like, but if I don't do it, who's going to be there to run the election? Okay, whatever. So she spent a day, an afternoon, she went over to the county seat in Bel Air. Cheryl Guy, who's retiring, thank God, we're getting a new clerk here in Antrim County. We're getting a new assistant clerk. Connie Wing's going to retire with her. They're gone. Bye-bye. God bless you. Tried to teach the class, and they didn't know what the heck they were talking about. You have to understand, Cheryl Guy is incompetent. She's the one that screwed up the Antrim County 2020 presidential election that caused Bill Bailey to hire Matt DiPerno to file the lawsuit. Judge Kevin Elsenheimer, we've all been down this road together. The evidence has never been in a courtroom yet. Well, she's teaching the class, and Vicky's like raising her hand constantly. Why? Because my wife has read the policy book on how to be a board of canvasser. She served for 2 years as a board of canvasser here in Antrim County. She's been in poll challenger training with me. Why? Because I dragged her with me. Because I was going to Detroit to watch the election of 2020 in Coble Hall, TCF Center, Huntington Place, whatever the heck you call it now. I had to have the training, so guess what? Wherever I go, Miss Vicky goes. She got to be a poll challenger in Torch Lake while I was in Detroit's basement of Cobo Hall. I saw the fraud with my own eyes. Biden is not my president. The election was stolen. We have the proof. We have the evidence, and it's never been in a courtroom. This was a complete sham that has been forced down our throats for 4 years, and it's going to change starting January 20th of next year. Thank you, God. She goes to this training to be a poll worker, to be certified to work the polls here starting on Saturday. They got a VAT tabulator. They got a tabulator for early 9 days worth of voting. And then they have another third tabulator for election day. Vicky's like, excuse me, why? I understand this specialized ballot. It's called the VAT. If you haven't seen it, you basically now will have a screen to look at to print your ballot the way you want it printed. You will mark on a screen what you want on your ballot. You push print. It spits out a printed ballot, and you feed that printed ballot into a VAT tabulator. Virtual access technology. Those are available. If you want to print your own ballot so you don't have to mark in the ovals, you can do it now. But it's got a separate tabulator. Then there's another tabulator for early days, 9 days of early voting, and then election day. We're going to get into all this, and I'm getting text messages already from all over the state of Michigan. This is going to be total chaos, and thank God we get a test drive presidential.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song. Yes. No End in Sight by the amazing Rhythm Aces. I think it was a one-hit wonder for them. Whenever I was going to get a load back home, I'd play that song over and over and over. But let's talk about these machines. Voter fraud? Why? Vicky asked. Do we have a tabulator for the 9 days of early voting? Then a separate tabulator for election day? And how exactly are these 9 days of early voting going to work? How is it going to work? Are you going to do a tape at the end of each day? Then zero out the machine? Is that how you're going to do this? Because if you're not going to do it that way, then who's going to provide the security of this tabulator at night and in the early morning hours before the next day of early voting? Well, guess what? They couldn't answer her question. We don't know. We'll have to call and find out. Well, when they called and found out and got back to Vicky, you know what they told her? You're absolutely right. We have got to do a closeout at the end of each 9 days of early voting. We have to print out a tape, and we have to zero the tape out, the machine out, for the next day. You can't have a continuing unsecured tabulator sitting there in the clerk's office. God only knows who has access to it during the night and early morning hours. So at the end of the day, they shut the machine down, they do a tape, they take those ballots out of the machine with the tape and secure it in a bag, and then lock up the bag. Tomorrow morning, you fire the machine up, you zero it out, you start your day, you have your voting. At the end of the day, you shut it down. Tabulators, pull the ballots, put them in the bag. This is so labor-intensive, folks, it's unbelievable. 9 days of this crap in every voting precinct in the state of Michigan. Thank you very much, Proposal 2. Well, I got a text message Barb Ageman sent to me. I got this about voter fraud in Muskegon. Also, I talked to the assistant clerk from Barry County yesterday. She was saying how these new voter tabulators are coming in and testing them. Most of them have faulty fuses. They're waiting for new parts to put them in. This is going to throw them completely off schedule for counting the votes starting this Saturday. This tabulator problem is happening in more counties. She's so frustrated as what she's seeing, she can't sleep at night. What about your clerks? Have you talked to them? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And one thing you have to understand about all this, people, this is all new to the clerks. Don't blame them. We're the ones that passed Proposal 2. When I was telling everybody last year to vote no, 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 or 2 years ago now, 2022 on the ballot proposals, no, no, no. What did they do? Yes, yes, yes. And this is what gave us this crap. Well, now the poor clerks are having to deal with what they passed on Proposal 2. They cannot afford it. They don't know how to do it. This entire process is screwed up. The machines are messed up. Fuses are blowing. People don't even understand how they're supposed to do it. This is going to be total, absolute chaos. Amazing. Now, one thing that you have to understand, this is a process that we have to go through. You know, one of the things that you have to look at here, and this is really the bottom line. If you take your absentee ballot in early and hand it to the clerk, she has to put it in the safe. And it gets processed on election day while others are walking in, voting in person. They bring out the absentee ballots in batches and start feeding them through the tabulators. That's how you know your ballot is going to get through the tabulator and counted. Do not mail your ballots. And I'm not going to trust in any way, shape, or form this VAT voting where you touch the screen and supposedly it prints out a ballot. I don't even know what it's about. I told her I don't even want to know what it's about. Just tell me how it goes. Because this is insanity. Because one of the things that I think people are going to be looking at is the process. Is the process. Now, there's a website I want you to go to. It's called checkmyvote.org. This is a website our friends have put up. It's a valid website. But you can audit your address. February 2024, qualified voter file has been processed. Please audit your address. So you click on this, audit your address, select a county. I'm going to go to Antrim. I'm going to put in the street address. The street name, I'm going to put in the street name. Now, one thing you have to make sure you do on this is where it says the zip code. Now, the street type is like if you have a drive or if you have a boulevard or an avenue or whatever. You can check those off if you want. I'll put drive in, see if it comes up. That's what ours is. In the zip code. Now look up the address. Click. Bingo. There's the address. Two registered voters. Victoria Bishop and Randy Bishop. Get history. What the heck is this? Click on this box. Whoa. Voter identification number going back to the date I registered to vote was June 22nd of 2011. Address, every single election. Yep, right there. Qualified voter file updates going all the way back. Let's see how long. I voted 16 times? Wow. Let's see. Let's see. Going back. Let's see. 2011. There it is. Yep. Voted in November that year. No, I'm sorry. The following year, 2012. 2011 was blank. Good. See how far back it goes. Pull the bar down. Wow. All of them right there. Yep. Well, if you want to check that, I highly recommend it. Checkmyvote.org. Audit your address. You'll see, according to the February 2024 qualified voter file, exactly who's registered to vote at your house. Now, if you have people on this address You need to take a picture of this, print it out, whatever you can do. You know, if you have a website pulled up and you hit Control P, you can actually print what you're looking at. You do know that, right? You're on a website. You're looking at it. Hit Control P. Your print preview will pop up, and you'll see exactly what you can print. Print out your address. Take it to your clerk. Tell them, this person is no longer our address. Get them off the qualified voter file. We can do this ourselves because of this website. If you have any questions, just text me. Check my address or check my vote, and I'll send you the link. All you got to do is click on it. Checkmyvote.org. Audit your address. Make sure they have it correct. Now, this group, CMV, who is CMV? I know I've had him on the show. Who the heck did this? It's part of Patrick Colbeck and others. I'm trying to remember who it is. Anyway, check my vote. They are based here in Michigan. They're laser focused on Michigan, but they are also mentioning on this website that they're going into other states to provide this service. Ohio and New Mexico. CMV is principally aligned with any group, regardless of their political leanings, that want to restore election integrity in Michigan and beyond. CMV acknowledges and praises the Michigan GOP's efforts towards restoring election integrity in Michigan. Our constitutional grassroots volunteers are godsend because they are dedicated to helping their fellow Americans regain confidence in our elections. Using lawfully permitted procedures, the CMV platform helps identify and rectify irregularities in voter rolls. And again, if you audit your address, folks, and there's more people registered to vote at your house, take a picture of it or print it out and take it to your clerk. Get those dead people or people who no longer live in your house off of the qualified voter files. We've got to do this. We have absolutely got to do this. So, greatly appreciate this service. Greatly appreciate them providing it to us. Barb Benjamin says, Randy, many of the clerks are new, which is adding to the confusion. Yep, Kim, totally off topic. Not going to get into that article. Thanks. Are you guys getting a bunch of spam text messages? I screwed up and donated to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and man, now my phone is blowing up constantly. Delete, delete, delete. Jim, did you get the recipe and the picture? He wanted Miss Vicky's Chuck Roast recipe. If you want it, text me recipe. I'll send it to you as well. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back. This is